Now to the UK, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing trouble from within his own party over his decision to stick by his adviser Dominic Cummings. The top aide has faced significant criticism after it was found he'd broken the lockdown restrictions by driving more than 400 kilometres to his parents' house. One junior minister, Douglas Ross, has resigned over the Prime Minister's handling of the situation, and over 30 Conservative MPs are calling for Mr Cummings' resignation. In the last few hours, the Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, stuck up for Dominic Cummings.
I can understand why reasonable people can take a different view, but my judgment, which is the same as the Prime Minister's judgment, is that Mr Cummings did was within the guidelines. After all, the guidelines allow for exceptional circumstances, particularly with regard to childcare.
In response to a question from a member of the public, Mr Hancock also said the government would look into reviewing all penalty fines imposed on families travelling for childcare purposes during the lockdown. Let's go to our correspondent in London, Vincent McAvaney, who's with us now. Hi there, thanks for being with us today on this. Is this outrage in the UK building up ahead of steam?
It's still continuing, that's for sure, because today we've had two government ministers, Michael Gove out on the morning airwaves and then Matt Hancock, still being asked about this issue. More details still coming to light. And I think what was really interesting this evening, you didn't have a clip of it there ready, but Matt Hancock, the best question he actually got tonight wasn't from a journalist, it was from a member of the public, and they actually don't get to see these questions before they're given to them. They're sourced from a polling company. And up on the screen in that briefing room popped a vicar called Martin from Brighton. And he said, given what Mr. Cummings did, are you now going to review all of the fines that people who were driving received during lockdown if their reason was that they needed childcare? And Matt Hancock really was a bit taken aback, muddled his answer and said that he would talk to the Treasury and see. And so many people saying, well, that is now the only fair route to go. But the Treasury tonight saying that is not something that they're going to be looking at. So the anger's still there. And I think it's still going to build because tomorrow the Prime Minister has to go before Parliament in front of the chairs of all of the select committees. And he is going to be scrutinised on the government's actions on COVID, but also on Dominic Cummings. Why is he so critical to Downing Street that he seemingly cannot be sacked?
One junior minister has resigned, perhaps not that big a deal, it's not a big name, but are there likely to be any more resignations on the way?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, this minister is a junior minister, Douglas Ross. He is Scottish. The Conservatives have had a bit of a fight back in recent years in Scotland. And so given that you've got, you know, Nicola Sturgeon running a different administration in Scotland with different rules, her polling at the moment is quite high. That seems more kind of for his own electoral concerns that he has decided to do this. I don't think we'll really see anyone in cabinet in particular resigning. Some of them, though, are angry about the fact that they were made over the weekend to treat defences of Dominic Cummings and then more information came to light. Some of them now not willing to tweet any more about this. We have had, as you say, a number of MPs, about 35, calling on him to go. And it really is a real cross-section of MPs. It's the Brexiteers and the Remainers. Some of whom know that they're never going to get a job under a Johnson administration. Some of them, you know, Dominic Cummings has been in politics in the UK for decades. He's a man who likes to make enemies. And some of these people have just decided that the time is right to strike and try and get him out.
Thank you very much. Vincent McAvaney with the update from London there.